Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanunoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe as teachers threaten to boycott work.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-6192077, and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metamore frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com. If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe, where doctors are on strike and are likely to be joined by teachers tomorrow on the first day of the 2019 financial year. Doctors who are demanding salary payments in United States dollars, improved working conditions, and the revival of the state-sponsored vehicle loan scheme downed tools on December 1, 2018. Teachers today held several meetings with state officials as the Zimbabwe Teachers Association has already declared that its members are too incapacitated to start work tomorrow. The teachers are also demanding payment in US dollars as the current quasi-currency, the bond note, has lost value together with the real-time gross settlement. And this comes at a time when most parents are saying they are struggling to buy uniforms and pay fees for school-going children. Please note that we are live streaming this show on Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So if you want to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Yebo kambe, mahlaba ezingani zihlaba abantu sibili enhliziyweni. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngokukhalela umsebenzi okwenziwa ngodokotela. Sibele isikhatshana sibili kumbe ngathi namhlanje kukwanise amalanga angu-38. Kuzobuya ke ababalisi bathi kusasa balakho ukuthi abazozibuya emsebenzini. Kusenzakala khonokho abazali bathi abayenelisi ukuthenga impahla yabantwana ngenxa yokuthi ke phela imali iyahlupha. Ngasikhangela udokotela nababalisi bathi imali asebeyifuna ukuthi babhadalwe iholo labo ngamadola eMelika. Kuzobuya ke siyabona ukuthi ke uhulumende uthi hayi abanye odokotela sebebuyele emsebenzini, kodwa odokotela bathi akunjalo. Kusoba lokuthi uhulumende uzama ukuthi acile abantu ebatshengisele ngazani sebebuyele isivumelwano khona kungakayenzakali khonokho. So ke sifuna ukuzwangani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Ngenani kuhlelo khona manje. Nansi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Kunjalo bamandi.
Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe maererano nenyaya dzezvemari nenyaya dzezveupfumi nenyaya dzevashandi vazhinji vavo vakumboranga mabasa. Ndo nyaya yatikuda kuti titarise tikurukure nhasi kuda kuti pananewo mazano tinzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei sezvamanzwa. Kana muchida kuti kupinda muchirongwa munotifonera pa 001-202-619-2077 tigokufonerai mugotipavo pfungwa dzenyu. Mamiro zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka mazuva ano pamusoro penyaya dzezveupfumi, pamusoro penyaya dzezvemari. Tina maticha varairidzi vari kurangwa mabasa, vari kutotibo kutangidza mangwana chaiko, vanenge vachishanda mazuva maviri pasvondo rese rese kusvika hurumende yagadzirisa zviri kuvanetsa. Asi vati kwanzi tinopa hurumende mazuva gumi namana kana urumende isina kuita zvavari kuda vava kuita pa strike chayo zvokugara kumba zvokusaenda kuchikoro saka ndogumwe rutivi uno rumwe rutivi vana chirembavo vari kutivo vane zvichemo zvavanoda kuti denhu hurumende yagadzirisa havasi kuendawo kumabasa nyaya dzacho dziri kungoramba dzichienderera mberi asi hurumende iri kuti chimwe chezvichemo zvavarayiridzi nana chiremba chokuti vabhadha kwane mari yokunze kana kuti US dollar hazvigoni nokuti hurumende inoti haina mari yokuita zvose izvozvo zvino ndo imwe nyaya iri kunetsa musakanganwa kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubuda pafacebook page yedu live iko zvinoti chikurukura dure
ye kunjalo ke njobo wande ekubeka ke phakati kwenu ikuti ke uhlelo lolu luphuma ke live kufacebook kuvoa studio 7 voa shona lakuvoa ndebele lingakhohlwa njalo lokuthi sikhona phela emsakazweni we-studio 7. So we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former parliamentarian and is a current member of the ruling party. He is in the Central Committee. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us and Happy New Year.
Oh, compliments of the new season indeed. We thank the Lord, and at least there's a bit of rain now that are pouring on us, so it gives us some bit of hope, especially on the livestock and also the crops. This is a good development for 2019. To start 2019. We thank the Lord indeed.
When we look at the economic situation in Zimbabwe, indications are that you know, the economy is declining very fast, and the U.S. dollar is, you know, everyone wants to be paid now in U.S. dollars. We know that the doctors have been on strike for a long time now. Teachers are also threatening to go on strike. And it seems as if the situation in the country, Mr. Chuma, is very chaotic now. So what is going on?
Well, I can safely tell you that we at times get to a point of inconsiderations and at times of not being sincere with ourselves, and at times being so pessimistic that we never want to give anything a chance. This is a new dispensation that just began its journey. And honestly speaking, I would have loved and I would have thought that the most logical thing that should have happened is that we should all have given it a chance, rallied behind it, and make it work. Because unfortunately, like I have repeatedly said, this game of economics will take everybody on board. It cannot be done by one party, the ruling party, ZANU-PF. It can't be done by a certain sector. Even if they were to give MDC the rocks today, and then ZANU-PF decided to sabotage their spell, they will still come under the same conditions as we are facing now. So the economy needs everybody to speak with one voice, everybody to remember that Zimbabwe is the first common denominator to all of us before we are either ZANU-PF or MDC or ZAPO, or as a Catholic, Zayoja, or my church, Sewai. But we face us, Zimbabweans. We are born to be Zimbabweans. Then we choose what we want to do with our lives later on. So this is the moment when people really need to have a strong and big paradigm shift to come back together and say, let us focus. Just like what the president said when he was inaugurated, he actually opened up the doors for even the opposition leader, Advocate Chamisa, to say, come, we have a role to play in this new government. And such is the way and the direction that we need to take as Zimbabweans if we are going to rescue this moment and come out a better country with a very vegetal economy.
But apparently it is very clear that ZANU-PF is actually in power. And for you to blame the opposition of sabotaging the economy and all those things, some people are saying, you know what, ZANU-PF has failed and is not doing the right thing. So are people precise, really correct to say the problem is with ZANU-PF, nothing else?
No, it can't be true. ZANU-PF is coming up to say, let us work together, let us develop this economy, and they are trying to bring up policies to open up. If you remember, the previous regime had no open-door policy at all. We were disengaging ourselves from everybody, the international community. But now this new regime led by our President Mnangagwa is saying that, no, let us engage everybody. Let us look east and look west and look everywhere and have everybody partaking of this beautiful nation called Zimbabwe. So that's the trajectory that we need. But now the problem is that there are others who are saying, so how are we going to succeed? That's why I say that even if MTC had to come into power now and ZANU-PF adopts such kind of hypocrisy and such kind of mentality to say we are going to throw spanners into the works of MTC, they will never go anywhere. My brother, that's why they said united will stand but divided will fall. So as long as everybody doesn't come to this party, we are going to have a problem. So this is the time when people need to realize that patriotism must be more than a partisan politics of saying I'm ZANU-PF, I'm MDC. MDC can have good ideas, and ZANU-PF must be able to embrace those ideas and move on with them. ZANU-PF can have good ideas. MDC must accept that as well, and we all move on together. But the moment we always want to oppose and oppose each other for the sake of opposing, then we'll never grow, we'll never go anywhere. Let us take examples from nations like where you are right now in America. The Democrats and the Republicans can fight and oppose each other, but when it comes to the issue of America, they will close ranks and come together. And that's why America is where it is today. But with our mentality here of saying, whatever ZANU-PF says, to try to get that, we'll never get
as we speak right now, Mr. Tuma, there's a government shutdown here in America over differences on matters to do with border security and others. But meanwhile, can you hold there? I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Opet Masarawore, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Mr. Masarawore, good evening and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be part of the program.
Yes, I think Mr. Wando posed a question.
Mabudiso amjere ngo ai naiva Masarawore.
Dabuda mjere maafikati, urumende yedi sete yedi yine apeta yekufunga wanyo, yekugisa wanyo, wasitaka na zombo, yekugisa wanyo, wasitaka kugisa nacho, tungori wa gigisi, wariku tambura, wanoto oto daku jgati, daku timira wanaduku zikoro. Takata sungwa tika zoburi kwa after 3 hours, tasungwa nunga tasobuda kwa hapo kuma 100, dabuda tasungwa kuma around 14.
Mose ya manga mchipomerwa ndiye hii
atina mose ya chapomerwa changwe chazine zeki changuwa saka na nema binya asari mapulisa ya katefeka ilpo mdenyika wanoto padara wa maharifu mbateti hedi sewani wakatefeka zote zombo zeku kusa kana paine miri konga kututu hiko zifuwa mtila kutimpa nziyo wakatakura wakatisa mmote ya wakatende
pane pane vanoti varairidzi ava vari kuda kuratidzira kuti vari kuita zvamastrike pamwe chete nachiremba vari kutumwa navamwe vanhu ndizvo here mungati chimna mashoko wayo ndangandati pane vamwe vanhu vanoti vadzidzisi nana chiremba ava vari kuratidzira vari kuramwa mabasa pane ari kuvatuma munoti chii nemashoko iwayo
ivowo ndo umbwa hwakakuritisa
vamasaraure pamusoro
neurombo ndaandichida kuti soko ndo kushaisa kwakakurisika kunoitwa nevanhu vakaguta vanofunga kuti matimbo avo oga ndo akakosa vanhu vanofunga kuti vana vavo voga ndo vakakosa vanhu vanofunga kuti utano hwavo voga ndo hwakakosa vanhu vanodaro vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuamerica vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuaustralia vanhu vanodaro havana chavanoshaya mudzimba dzavo isusu were ordinary citizens vari kushaya kana chekubata mudzimba we work tirelessly for this country tichisungirira kuti tidzidzisa vana vachipasa nyika ichibhosta ichiti tine vanhu vanotidzidzisa education yedu yakakura zvisingaiti isi toti toda muhoro unoita kuti tiwane chekudya, toda muhoro unoita kuti tiwane chekudya vari muchipatara, muoti tatumwa. Ndingatumwe here kuti ndizive kuti mwana wangu ane nzara? Ndingatumwe here kuti ndizive kuti handina mari yekukwirisa muchovha kuenda kubasa? Hunhu hubu hunoitwa nevanhu vanoti kana vabata voti pavakabata ipopo vakushandisa fosi yekutanga ndiyo yavanoshandisa mapurisa, asi tachitangwa anongogrebha vanhu sematsagi eminisiya inongoya ichingobata vanhu zvisiti izvoti hatina mhosva yatakutendera. Vanoshandisa chechipiri, vachishandisa zvenyaya yestate propaganda, vanogara pasi vachishandisa maresources avangadai vachiisa kudevelopment yenyika kuti vagenerate lies and malice yekungodisrida nyika. Isati necessary this and called for. This country is going to move forward. Tinoonzi dzimalisi inotoa yepropagate yakuti vanhu ngavauye vasadire jeta wadira. The biggest jeta rekudirwa ndere vanhu vari misdirected vanofunga kuti ivo vega ndo vane matumbu isati fano kudira.
Mambomira ipapo tichadzoka kwamuri. Mr. Masaraure,
ndinotenda parutadzoka vama Lawrence Mapengo vadini navo vachange vachipindira.
Okay.
So urombo ndazwa ukasha
nezvinhu
zvatinogara tichinotaura nevanhu, saka ndichakumbira va Lawrence Mapengo vano vesekitari vedegeshen research pamunodzoka ndivatange.
Aiwa, tatenda chaizvo vamasaraure, tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Masaraure is not happy with the accusations or insinuations that the doctors, the teachers have a hidden agenda or they are being asked to do this by some unseen hand. But he says his biggest question is that, do I have to be told by anyone that my child is hungry? So he's saying that this is what they are fighting for, that they should have an equal part of the cake so that, you know, the country can move forward. So what I wanted to ask Mr. Chuma, how are you, Mr. Chuma?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. There are those people who say that the new dispensation has been given more than enough time to show a difference from the way things were and the way things are today. They are saying that things instead are getting worse. What can you say to that, Mr. Chuma?
I will tell you one thing straight up. It would be very unfortunate to hear anybody say that this new dispensation has been given enough time already, because we're actually less than a year into the new rule of the new dispensation. And you must know that building a country is not like cooking a pot of sada where you just boil water and then pour in millimeter and that's it. You're good to go. It takes a whole lot of other dimensions to build up a nation and to sustain an economy that was already in its comatose. So I'll definitely tell you that this thing needs more time. It needs the engagement. It needs a focus and being together as a nation. It's not going to be a ruling party thing. It's not going to be an MDC thing. It's going to be a Zimbabwean thing. So as we go into it, let us look into this equation as an equation that can only be solved if X and Y are all together in it. Once there is one component that's not in it, we are going to have a problem.
But then when we look at the situation, we are seeing a lot of disgruntlement across professional organizations like the doctors, the teachers, for example. And now we hear that the miners are also threatening to join in this strike. Don't you believe that things are getting a little bit worse than they should have been otherwise?
Quite true indeed, but I will tell you that it's very unfortunate to see things going that road. And when you really look into it, I will forgive anybody who actually say that there's another hand, a hidden hand pulling the strings there to make some of these things dance to a certain tune. It becomes unfortunate when professions like teaching, the medicine profession, become polarized as well, and politics comes into play. Those are professions that have always been respected, and I think that should have been left alone of this game. But if you look at our Zimbabwe situation, it's so very unfortunate that our opposition party normally taps into those kind of bodies and professions like the ZCTUs, because if you, we all know it's not a secret that the MDC was born out of the ZCTU anyway. But now we are now sort of diluting genuine grievances that are there. The teachers have genuine grievances. Doctors have genuine grievances. Those things should be addressed in a sober manner, and they definitely have to be attended to. But unfortunately, while we are at it, some elements of politics come out now and start disturbing and distorting what the genuine people are really crying for. Look at by the doctors, they are crying for forex, but in their profession, well, they are not producing any forex at all. So what do they expect the government to get the forex from at the moment? They already see that government is struggling to try and get forex to bring in basic commodities like fuel and even drugs that they are going to use in hospitals, and then they demand their salaries in forex. Surely this is our thing. We are growing it, and while it's still growing, yet that tree, yet that land is not really grown to support such things. Is it going to grow? Karawati, we are actually killing it. That's one thing, those are the kind of questions that must come into people's minds. Yes, I can understand miners mine gold or platinum, whatever, and they're earning that forest. I can understand them when they say, let's end the forest, because they're earning it every day. But every other sector, really, if you are patriotic and you want to grow this thing, we should understand and bear with the government to say they still don't have what they would want to actually have. It's just like you at home. Kanawa, retrenched and you're not working. And then your kids are crying for meat, yet you are actually on a linen budget and you can probably afford meat once a week. They must really understand then when you sit down with them and say, guys, this is the situation. I'm no longer working at the moment, so we now need to tighten up a couple of things.
Thank you, John.
If you are proper children, they must understand you and bear with you at that moment until you get all right.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Dr. Slova Ba Ukafron Love Kumani. Baman Love, what's your name? Siyaphila kakhulu. Ngathini ke ngokwenzakale kwele Zimbabwe?
Hey, into yenzakale kwele Zimbabwe inzima kakhulu, because into esiyikhalela ukuthi nga ungaphuma le party ungene enye iparty at least, because now akunamadoktha ezibhedlela, amatisha nathi astrike. So into esiyikhalela kakhulu ukuthi nga kungaba notshintsho ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe siyibhilde ibe right, because manje even imali ayikho ekhaya. Kumele sisebenzise ama-foreign currency, so kokona is not right. Kumele siwanta izwe lethu liba nemali, but for now i-country yethu ayinamali. Kumele sisebenzise imali zamanye amazwe, ngoba imali yalaphana leyo bhondi yakhona ayisebenzi. Uma uhamba nakwelinye ilizwe ayisebenzi. Ungeza napha e-South Africa, South Africa abayithathi le mali, so kumele uyiphindisele bank. So that's a big problem. So nga ungazanye ukuthi ubuild i-country, then le party iphathi lebuso e-ZANU PF iphume embusweni kungene i-MDC. At least sibone ukuthi wena MDC what's gonna do izoyenzelani abantu, because now siyakhala sisemazweni manje siyasebenza, kodwa asiyiboni into esisebenzela, because into zi-too expensive ekhaya. So into sesikhala ukuthi nganje kungangena enye iparty sikwazi ukuthi i-build i-country yethu ngenye iparty, bondi yona izosishiya kuphi, sikwazi ukubona ukuthi nathi sihambe siyosebenza emakhaya. So ilani e-South Africa nje asijabuli, cause asikwazi ukubona iy'ngane zethu. Ukuzibona iy'ngane sezizile after 1 year, so that's a big problem. At least uma ngabe ngisebenza ekhaya ngizobona eBulawayo, ngiyakwazi ukushaza ngeFriday ngihambe ngiyela lekhaya ngibona iy'ngane zami. But for now noma ngishaza ngeFriday angikhoni ukuthi ngihambe ngiyibona iy'ngane, cause sizakufanele Monday ezemsebenzini and i-country sekudingi kakhulu yabona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Ndlovu, ungathi nakusasa sibokile baba.
Okay, siyabonga.
Yes, that's Mr. Kafron Ndlovu, is in South Africa. He's complaining really about the poll knocks. He's saying they are not working at all. That's the problem that Zimbabwe is facing. He says those poll knocks are too problematic. And then at the same time he was saying that ZANU PF has failed, so the leadership of ZANU PF should pave way for MDC so that he can always visit home and see his kids and so forth. So, yeah. So now, I don't know whether we've got a reaction from people.
There is someone here who is saying exactly what you have just said. This is Charles Katerere, who is saying that it's not a damn tungamiri asiri dambuzo. Ngawa pivacha misa. That's his opinion, that they need a new leader.
And naturally, I think Chuma's reaction would be like, you know, it's not like sharing cigarettes.
No,
that's
no,
power.
No.
You know?
And Nicodemus Matariro, anoti apana, apana nyayapa. He doesn't believe that the ZANU-PF is really trying to do anything helpful. And then Meshuleli Moyo is very critical of Mr. Chuma. He's saying that he is not looking at the bigger picture, but that he's just looking at the situation around himself. And then there's Ernest Gomani, who just says, Zvaka Oma, Tawanda Gorondondo wants to talk to us. We'll call him. And then Tennyson Sibiya says, Vumai kutitakone wa mupe wa mwebasa wa nogona. That's Mr. Sibiya. Nicodemus Matariro says that this so-called new dispensation is just as good as nothing to the ordinary Zimbabwean. Yeah, and Takura Uni says that enough time ya Uno Taura during GNU change was seen within a short space of time. Ipai mana mu. Oh, I don't know what this word means, so I won't try to say it.
Yeah, okay. So, so I think we've got a caller, but before going to that caller, Mr. Wande, we've got Tendai Ipindura who says, my way, naive way. So I think...
That's a cry of despair.
Then Zakile Liline is saying, I'm watching you guys. Then Utuli Maswoga, why is ZANU-PF blaming other people for his own problems? Then Tavisa Mbuyazwe is saying, Tube, I'm watching as well. Thank you so much, Tavisa, for watching us. And then we've got a caller. Can you take that caller? I think it's Shona, the speaker.
Makadi, niko paru, narapa.
No, paru, Makadi. Chino chimba, babamu no chimba we.
Aywa, chino fara, edu, chino kutawara nani?
Muru kutawara na wakrinji muvamba. Wari kukestawan.
Ehe. Chiba zire wune funga zenyu, panya, ya irimudari roi.
Panyaeri mudariro wakuru wangu ningiko na kuti wakuru wakone wabata especially yo watungamiriri yedu nokuti yo watungamiriri yedu kana vachitenda zvinhu zvavanotenda nemari yekunze especially kwa America iyo vanhu vakadzita vanhu vanenge madzedekera nevanhu yo maticha ndivada kupuwa iyo mari yemapepa kuti vakwanise kudzidzikira kubasa ndinoda kuti pakashata vakuru kana vakonewa havachire vechidiki Vishidiki wote wabasa, wenda mberi. Ziri nane kera wa jizi, hele, vishidika nita vandari. Zinane kiti, tuwane mwenye kumuni, mbiri, mwenye wanera nima, wishi tuke kawa. Kaneta ni hawa wakati warika ya dharu kutunga mbiri rawa. Poko zaura ya nima. Akuna zodiso, kuri nitumire maari, naka tumira ari maranga. Aka chingari kumabonda, apana kwenye nda hita. Saka nini, chandru ngona yasemi kigafu, mimiri ito yofana ungo shia, na hiti kubri nito, kutuke kubri mabangu. Kupa ni,
aiwa tinotenda nemashoko enyu asi munoasi kuti zvikakwanisika here izvozvo zvokuti hurumende ingoisa zvinhu pasi yofamba yoenda zvinogoneka here izvozvo
ipapo vava vanoneta because simba vanorinda pakutungamirira asi havachakoniwezvo vatadza ivo vakarwara vanopuraya Orajikanzisa hama zedi, hivyo ndio zikini kwenye kuzete nita. Hivyo zika kibire kwamba arwa, andikansi kumunga kukunu kuno pata tafine kwenye kwenye anji. Kure, hivyo pana kumunga. Pana pashida maria kawa, mbizu sasa uke munga. Asi hivyo ziri hivyo. Saka ipapa nge hivyo, kwenye wapo zirejo, ama iwacho wakawa vote, wongu waka kumbia umisharu kapura. Asi pana wongu wacho wakawa vote, awati kwa nakumbwa wafungira. Ndio wana kwa rinda wana na basa kana anya nizini. Kujika kwa pati daro, nune tatine zisira.
Aiwa, tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu, tatenda zvikuru nokutitsigira kwamuri kuita. tino vimba kuti zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka. No, his solution is very simple. The government should just give up and let other people do it.
I wanted to know
if it is practical, and he admits that it's not practical, but he is adamant that we need new leadership, people with new ideas.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear what other people are saying on Facebook. We've got Faith Cutler, who says, no longer an excuse saying new dispensation. How is the MTC throwing spanners in ZANU-PF's works? Vama Sarawure is on point, and Mr. Chuma should listen. Then Zwelani Reeves Moyo says, ZANU-PF is the old dispensation and the same new dispensation. It has never respected its own policies. Then Ever Week Mare says, ZANU-PF failed the people of Zimbabwe 30 years ago. They must go. How can Mr. Chuma talk of being together when the ZANU-PF leadership is enjoying life, buying cars, going out of the country for medical checkups, and all these other things? Then Faith Cutler is back again. He says, we should be seeing good policies on the ground towards easing the economic situation in Zimbabwe. And then David says, for how long are we going to have all these problems under ZANU-PF? So I guess we've got another caller, but before going to that caller, let's maybe get a comment from Mr. Lawrence Mutengo of the Rural Teachers Association. Mr. Mutengo, how are you? Mr. Mutengo, or Mpengo, or Mutengo? Lawrence, are you there?
Mapengo.
Oh, Mapengo. Mapengo. So, okay, so now we got it right. So maybe you can pose a question to him.
Makadi niko tipewe pfungwa dzenyu ndimi muri mukati me zvakawanda wanda zviri kuitika munyika. Munonzwa zviri kutaurwa navamwe manzwa zvataurwa na vachuma na vamwe vese vese. Tipewe pfungwa dzenyu pa mamiriro akaita zvino.
Nyaya iri papa kumbe ndeye kuti zvinhu zviri paground zvakaoma endi vanhu havafanira kuita run away from reality yekuti upenyu muzimbabwe hwaoma maprizes akwira then vanhu havasi kutoafoda even mabasics ekuti aput on the table so its a reality that people don't need to run away and vanhu vezanupf havafanira kubhlema kuti kwanzi pane mumwe munhu ari kudira jecha pazvinhu zvinhuka even they are to blame because they are just a few months away from election, and we are failing to fulfill my election promises. They are failing to fulfill with Nika. If I'm doing the Risaka, if I put Tina Putitanga, we run. You can only see in the Mumu government in the old Kurana. If you know that I run, right? Enjoy. But if you not go to go to the water of the mouth, I'm disputing that in the
Saka imimi sekubvunza kwandana mboita manzwa zvataurwa navamwe manzwa zvataurwa navachuma imimi munofunga kuti chii chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane izvi
zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvigadzikane izvi ndezvekuti vanhu vanofanira kuthe government zvanupf inofanira kutoaccepta kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi its not the basis way forward zvavafanira kuti bond runs 1-1 but ukandopinda mumashopo uona kuti kune 3-tier system yeexchange system zvinhu izvozvo vakangotanga kuzvibvuma reality iri paground I think kuti zvinhu zvinoita way forward then we move away from the bond note riri kutinetsa riri kukonzeresa 3-tier system then we adopt currency iri stable tine maoptions ekuadopta yes tine maoptions ekuadopta randi those options can be done and you kind of yange stabilize zvinhu zvobva zvaenda mberi otherwise kwete kuti tinoita rhetorici yekuti toita run away from reality izvozvo pakaita sepapo handioni chokuti nyika inga enda mberi
zvakunonzi maticha havawisi mari yokunze maticha hagenerati foreign currency se vachida kubhadharwa nemari yokunze
iyoyo haisi problem yedu because isusu tiri maemployees and the government iresponsibility yayo yekuti cater for welfare because hatisi tose tingaigenerata foreign currency kana tatozosvika paipapo totogona kuti no vanhu vedu vatakadzidzisa vakaenda kunze vakaunza maremittances munyika tichitipai mari iyoyo handifungi kuti ngadziwa tichienda ikoko ivo ngaangoita fulfill obligation yedu yekuti maticha kana kuti vashandi vavo vehurumende welfare yao is well catered for. Then to make that okay, but otherwise, you may just say, you know, you are politicking, and you can have that in the day.
Aiwa tatenda tatenda skuro mapengo tishadzoka kwa muri ramba yenyu muri parunare
takana
tuwe we are you know on the issue that teachers do not generate any foreign currency so they should not ask to be paid in foreign currency. He says that's not an issue because it is the government's responsibility to take care of their welfare, whatever the currency is used. That is fine with them, but it has to be a currency that also can make them live a better life than what is going on now.
I think what he's saying is very true, because even some big companies that don't generate foreign currency have to rely on, you know, foreign currency from the RBZ. So whether you generate foreign currency or not, you know,
this issue
from
Mr. Chuma. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we are told that Mr. Wande, we've got another caller. I think let's take that caller. Someone a caller, Ujan.
You what?
In Kumalo one void.
Kumalo page see.
Pengisi wa unja.
Mkini rai.
Nye, agucho pena nangu kukia kukani nito zineng. Sa shlupa kwa lezi mabu. Mwana nja?
Ya, iki nga, ilo wivu wana, mani, pega, TV, everything. Zimbabwe uko right. Ama toke, alelu nye, ilo wiki, astrai, chengo, nabantu. Kama tisha, alelu nye, ilo wiki, astrai, chengo, nabantu. Loko uthi abalethi imali abangenisa imali yamanye amazwe phande akutsho nix lokho akukho ukumehluko nex isekuthena lo obusayo lo usuke ezandleni zikatitsha ama-doctors ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini, ama-teacher ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini bangabantu. Into engixakayo ukuthi are they the only people abona iproblem esekhaya na, or abantu bonke baseZimbabwe abayiboni yini laba abanye abantu? Yibo bodwa abayazi ukuthi ekhaya kuludubo nama-teachers. It says ukuthi everybody must advocate to fix up iproblem yasekhaya. But only doctors and teachers and nurses yibo kumele bakhale ukuthi kule problem elizweni. I-government kayilungise udubo olusekhaya. Kube nokuzwana ekhaya. Even abantu abaphandle, they are not happy ukuthi babe phandle. It's not that they like it. Isimo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Phikisipho, ungadinga ukusasa sibongile kakhulu.
Yebo.
So what Phikisipho is saying is that the government should fix everything that is affecting the nation. You know, because he's saying at the end of the day, the problem that is there is seen by everybody. So the government has got the final say in whatever happens in Zimbabwe. So it should fix whatever is there. So maybe let's get a reaction from Mr. Chuma before we go to another guest. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we have been hearing people saying almost the same thing. ZANU-PF is not doing the right thing. So when are you going to do the right thing?
Like I said earlier on, we are doing everything to our best ability, but we are not going to be perfect. We are bound to make mistakes. We are bound to miss one or two things, and hence that's where everybody now is needed collectively, because we might be forming the government as a ruling party, but you see, the government belongs to everybody. It belongs to even the NDC cadre, the ZAPU cadre. So which means that at the end of it all, it all bows back to the effect of saying that let us all partake to the resuscitation of the economy and to the building up of all our infrastructure and everything collectively. So this thing cannot just be left to ZANU-PF. And believe me, ZANU-PF is not wanting to blame anybody. I've never heard them once blame anybody or point fingers. This is not the time to point fingers at each other. But it is time to start telling each other the truth and saying, so you will get what are you doing where you are? The sanitation of the economy, the pushing forward of our country is concerned. And that question alone must then ignite that spark that is going to then start rejuvenating the country as a whole. But the moment wherever you are pulling astray, then you must know that you are part and parcel of the problems of the country called Zimbabwe. But if you are doing well where you are, talking well about the country wherever you are, in Washington, D.C., these guys are there now. You should be trying to lobby to say, no, sanctions are not good because they don't affect the Ramnangagwa, they don't affect the Chamisa. They affect the ZANU-PF POVO down there, the NDC POVO down there. Those are the people that are actually feeling the brunt of those sanctions. So to say targeted or whatever is not going to help anybody. Those guys are going to have their breakfast very well. Chamisa is wake up in English breakfast. Ramnangagwa is going to wake up in English breakfast. Go back. How about Isusipongo, Pasapa, whether they are ZANU-PF or MDC, they are going to face the same problem. They are going to go to the same hospital where they are no doctors. They are going to send your children to the same schools where they are no teachers. I'm sure they are learning in some private school somewhere. Now I'm sure they are all grown up, but if they are young, they'll be going to some private school somewhere. But Marawako, the agenda which Koro was not teach, agenda which Padra, she's not dogs. So who's following a who at the end of the day? Those are the questions that Zimbabweans should really be posing to themselves right now.
Thank you.
And that way, we can start solving the question of Zimbabwe going down, and we'll start seeing Zimbabwe going up. Because we now start pulling in one direction, knowing that whatever we do, the consequences are going to be felt by the person down there, not the people up there.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. Thank you so much. I think we've got another guest. Mm. So, who is this guest?
Magadi Nikoparu Narapo.
I think it's Chief Chirandu.
Ah, yes. Diva Chirandu. Hello?
Yes.
Magadi.
Yes,
Magadi Nzeny. Vyamako
here
takapesa kukunzwa ipano pa pane pfinyuro pava nemwedzi yakawanda chose
Joshua
munofunge nezva muri kuona nezviri kuitika
zviri kuitika kumusha uko zvakaoma and the problem is there could be a solution by the authorities that be, if ever we had people who had what it takes to come up with the decisions and arrest the situation. Unfortunately, and we'd expect to leave, which is practically impossible if you are being led by somebody who is blind. So...
I think his line is cut off. Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe go to Mr.
Maybe we'll get him back.
Yeah.
Vama Pengwa Muripo. Hello? Vama Pengwa Muripo.
Hello?
Hey. Yeah, and then to Dapang Mayenda. Manzwa zwa taura ni wame manzwa zwa pindura wo na wachuma. Imi msavara rizi. Chamunoona chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvinake pamuri imimi ndechipi uye zvinozogona here kungogadzirira imimi moga vamwe vasina kugadziriswa
nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vanhu havangavangotibudira pachokwadi mamirira akaita zvinhu ende especially panyaya yezola pakuti tinoona kuti mayezola achitaugwa nezvavo kuna vamwe vari kumawana within the government saka kuti vazouya voti kwatiri isusi varairidzi hatisi kuwana hisa handizifungi kuti kwai vatrump kana kuti vaobama vakatora mahisa avo vakabuda nawo muzimbabwe angorimo mu 5.5 million ungati vanhu ungati mari yakatorwa ikabuda munyika ingorimo but iri mudzimba dzavanhu ende vaibudisa vaenda nayo ndopavakauya vakaisa gonzi wakamboti promisa wakita sikuti bondi 1:1 endi ndobva vazotizve bondi 1:1 haita shandi ndobva vazodzokazva kuti 1:1 yaya kushanda those contradictions ndozvinoratidza kuti vana ava vasi kutaurira in good faith but vakuda kungoti rasa njere dzedu saka ndobva tava kuramba ipapo kuti nezvinhu zvamuri kutaura hazvii saka the way forward now is ngavatinyatso kuti taura chokwadi chiripo chekutinuka mutsotsi hwese hwavari kuita uhwo handindo hwatisingadi ona maethics egood governance ndo havasi kuda kushowa ndo hasi kuramba
ava tinotendana namashoko enyu rambai zvenyu muripoti chadzoka kwamuri pane vamwe futi vari parunhare.
Yes, I think it's Donald Mamboma.
Yeah, wow, that sounds familiar. Makadiva Mamboma. Aiwa tiri nani.
Yebo Mamboma kunjani?
Ah, kuyapira, kuyapinjani?
Hai chapira point.
Titaurirei za. Nhasi munoda kuti taurira chi?
Ah, nem koma wandi munona sekuti nyika ino nagare. Nevanhu vanokakavara kudai vachidzwa chikwati.
Tiri kubvunza inini ka. Tiudzei nini kuti zvofamiswa sei? Munozviona sei?
As long tichingova nevanhu vakaita sana vachuma vane mfungwa dzakaridzana vachuma dzokusatenda zvinhu zviri pachena papani hanyika haina chimukoma tidimbonyeperana nokuti iko zvino muri kuhwava kutoblema kutoblema kutasa kuti opposition ine simba here kana tiivo ndo vakatitahwinha tapinda panyanga zvavachiita kaonawo wai iko zvino vachida assistance yeopposition but vavairiga vachiita ma vachita medzidzaudza dzokuti 10+1 ndiani wai vavava iko zvino vavauda kuti join forces nani pavada kubatana nayo kavaitika ndo zvavairigira vanoriga vasina klu yokuzogadzira nyika ndo problemu ine vanhu ava saka ati haisi yakanaka nyika yedu mukoma chero tikadii tichingova nevanhu vane shungwa dzakati dzavachuma idzodzi ivo vanobva vanonyatsokuziona ndi mc kana kati vakazobvawo constituency yayo yanotomirira inovanhu vanotambura chaizvo kuda three quarters yevanhu vose varimo vanotambura vanozviziva zvinhu zvachuma havangasipangu aiti sekuti ngavarege kuita sekuti vari kuudzwa zvinhu zvasingazivi mani hapana asingazivi kuti nyika munotambuka iko zvinoda zvamatoya maticha maticha ouri kuitei uri kuitei pauri chicha saka bvariini varungu varipo takamboona munhu achibvumetei pauri saka kuti unoshanda chauri kuita kushanda ticha ari kudzidza vana vachipuwa kasei yacho ombodzi uri kuitei pauri ipapo kuti vachuma avo musafanga musakangwa uvainvita ipapo
aiwa tidaro
nokuti moinvita pazvinoti pfungwa dzavo dzinopesanei nemhomho yese nyika
izvo hazvina haisiri mhosva kuti pfungwa dzavanhu dzinopesana dzinosiyana ndo zvatiri kukurudzira pachirongwa chino kuti vanhu vataure zvavanoona mavonero avo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika saka
pfungwa dzavachuma nepfungwa dzavachiri muhanzi mukoma hwande davo kugare vanonyanya kutiza pachokwadi savanoziva chiasi ngavambopota vachiadhimita kuti chindo chokwadi kana vakangotero chete ithink nyika inakabozi problem yatinaende kuita sekuti nevanhu munyika vaviwe vasinga accepti chokwadi chiri pachena ndozvinonei kuti ivo vakaudzwa kuti vakati ivo vanoda kuti vada kuita mhandu kuvaomuwezi vachiopoza majority yavari kutungamira
saatungamira
hawo kana uchingoopoza vanhu vari kutungamira tine zhara ivo uri kuti havana hamuna zhara tiri
kukuudzaaunaaakutungamirirani chiregai vachuma vapindure vega. Mr. Chuma, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. It gets disappointing to hear a grown-up man say that. Andambodzi zvinhu zvakanaka muno muzimbabwe ndatozvitaurawo vanhu ndikati tiri kutambura povho iri kutambura povho yezanupf chaiyo iri kutambura povho yemudhisi yacho iri kutambura asi vakuru kuoko zvinhu zviri kunaka tasvika pachinhano chokuda kugadzirisa tiri choso it's not an issue of a government of national unity no but it's a matter of saying kuti iwewe pauri ipapo you have a role to play definitely ukaona chinga kuti hauna role yokupleya iwe uri muzimbabwe then you are somehow lost somewhere you have a part to play It's just like a characterized corruption. Corruption doesn't occur by one person. It has to involve other parties. And once the other party refuses to be corrupted or to be corrupt, then corruption cannot occur. But because another party then partakes of that, then that's how corruption is begun. That's all I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that we all have a role to play wherever we are. And if we don't play our role and want to blame, I don't pay for blame the government. I said that one, but no one wants to do me because as Roman Zimbabwe. So this is the time to really look at this thing in a nationalistic viewpoint rather than a partisan viewpoint of the Zambian MDC. Because we are always on a political gear all the time. But if we say budget politics, people say budget development, people are going to be developed, say, Territose, you are going to be busy, you are going to be Zambia, but since all the things in the it belongs to everybody, all those parties put together.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Maybe Donald is still there. Maybe can just his parting words, Donald.
Eh, mama. Muchiripo.
Unda kuti iyo ezvipo.
Eh, handiri mapi.
His last words maybe because time is up.
Mapiwa mhindiro yenyu handiti mainzwa.
Ndanzwa, ndoda pano ndavunza padokodoko ngoti taonga nguva dokodoko ndavunza kuti iyo pavano fanda vachida kune dzimwe nyika dzavamwe havaho kunyara here nevakuru vevo vacho matotoacha maexecutive kana kuti hamero legislature mavari kana kupai havaho kunyara here vachiona development iri kune dzimwe nyika vevo vakuru vanenge vachibuda vachiuya funo vachikwira dzindege vachidi havaho kunyara here kuti nyika yavo yakangosunga idziriki dzadziri dza kuzimbabwe ngongondo hapana kana ndima ichabuda kana muporo haubudi kana ndima dzadziri dzamugoma hapanda kungobudirana pachokwadi apa vanhu vanozvikoni wavo
Thank you so much, Mr. Mamboma.
Hai vata tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu semazuva ose matipa mashoko kuti timbonyatsofunga nezvamaburisa tinotenda zvikuru vamamboma.
Very nice discussion. So we've got Brighton Ndugu who says ET must give Chamisa a chance. Then Makosi Ncube says, I'm watching you live, guys, from Bulawayo. Then Santon Makuze says, this old dispensation has failed. Then Mpo Machaka says, it's so disheartening because our leaders have failed to deliver from their election promises. I'm watching you from Swaziland. Then I've got people like, let me see, Tafatso Ataru says, what Mr. Chuma is saying is not true. Because the government of Zimbabwe only belongs to ZANU-PF. And then K. Mukunda says, please, Mr. Chuma, stop lecturing us on sanctions. They were put for a reason. So please, please make sure that you stay out of some of these things at times. And then we've got Takias Kauke. He says, please, Mr. Chuma, you're out of order. So what do we have?
We have a familiar name, Mr. Dennis Juru. I think he's an office holder in the International Cross-Border Traders Association, who is saying that they stand in solidarity with those people who are striking. That's Mr. Dennis Juru. There is Mr. Mpemi Koti, who says, Zimwe shunu shunu siririsa zanyuruku. Irikura inongoramba ichiti iri kutonga munyika musina mari pakaipa dai vanzvira tsitsi vana veZimbabwe vangosiyavo semapiwo avakaitwa naSmith. That's what he believes that they should just leave the country the way it was when it was handed over to
by Ian Smith. Now I think we've got Chief Chirandu now.
Chirandu, yes.
So Chief Chirandu, how are you doing?
Yes.
Sorry, your phone was actually cutting off. So, Chief Chirandu is a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army, and I guess now he's based in South Africa. So now, looking at the time when you're in Zimbabwe and now, I mean today. So, do you see any big difference in terms of Zimbabwe's economic situation right now?
There is a difference, if I can say.
the time ya taka suya bechipa kumusha the chuya kuno kandini. We find it with you. Yes, time ya chuyo yo, that's when we had the serious problem by 2008. Patakatanda ku experience economic meltdown in Zimbabwe, which led later to the formation of the government of national which then eased things up. You know, we had a reprieve of some sort up until 2012. Mm-hmm. Because of Pera government of national unity. Yeah, prior to that government of national unity, things had gone haywire. I think you bear with me, you understand how things were at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are to reflect on what was happening at that time, vis-a-vis what we are seeing and experiencing now, I think we are even worse off in 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not getting any better. We are actually going down, and there is no coming back, as we can see. There's no, there are no signs of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that you can say probably is going to give us some signposts of a better tomorrow. We only know that today is a bad day, tomorrow is even going to be worse, and we go on like that. And we see right here, doctors, and they are going to be joining to nurses as well as my teacher, which is a national catastrophe, you know? But of course, we saw this coming. Unfortunately, we have people in our country who believe you don't need to listen to reason, but you need to continue being repressive and reactive on issues. Really, if you were to come together and maybe find the best way possible out of my problems, and you would say, okay, fine, I can't go on like this because we're going to lead to something worse than we have ever experienced before. Like, when we started having these issues of strikes, especially from the junior doctors, you could hear, right, from the leadership. That you say, unfortunately, we don't have any leadership. We don't have a leader. I understand that PF is anonymous of people who rule. As they always say, but I don't know where the problem is. Because we don't need the Kutonga. That's where the problem is. That's where all the problems are emanating from. They're stemming from that. That's where people, where the police of Kutonga. Kutonga, I mean, but unfortunately, we don't have Kutonga. That's why we have this problem. My problem is my doctors. Right? My doctors, they were not being given attention to. Otherwise, we're just being labeled as people who are not patriotic. Where you would get a vice president of a country to lecture us on the difference between a profession and an occupation, something that is unheard of. Even if you call somebody from Mars, even rocket science, you never get to a point where you have that kind of definition of trying to convince people that these people, they just have an occupation, it's not a profession. So, that's the James Bond court that will be raised. We don't expect that.
Thank you so much. Can you hold on? Can you hold on? We're coming back to you. Let's take a caller. Slow Baba Uspasa Chuma. Baba Chuma, kunjan.
Anyway.
I said, Pilakul is Kansas Family Chuma. Posela Kukurampo Baba. Uchuti Uwananjani. Who is the Galago Lesbab?
Hey, and when the Galago Lesbab wins the Baba, who takes it today? Urobuzima ukuru kakhulu kanti sike amadokotela abeke phansi izikhali abantu bayasezibhedlela nanka amatichara akatesi lawo abantwana kusasa bevula kakula mntwana ozayifundisa angikwazi ukuthi ilizwe lilecele livaliwe lithi ikuthi nje kasila abakhokheli abangani bakhaliphile enqondeni bawasebenzisa okwentini manje kungasebenzisa into yentini lapha bakusebenzi into enjalo lapha emhlabeni la uyamele ulaleli abantu labo bajhela kudala amatitha awunatshengisela kulesikhathi kwakumele ukuthi ngabalalela izikhalazo zabo amadokotela akhuluma kulesikhathi kodwa into bezinjeyokhu zingakhangelwa umuntu uyabelekho ekhulume siyale hhayi bakithi kulobunzima okukhulu kakhulu angazi ukuthi zizagcina singaphi kuyacala ivalelilizwe lithi nangithi ngiyakhangela
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ongathulela kusasa siphasa chuma.
Hayi kulungile baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So all what he's saying is that all these problems started long back and the government should have listened to the needs of the teachers and doctors. So maybe Mr. Chuma can wrap it up in a minute. Baba Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, can you your last word, sir?
Well, what I want to say is that there are genuine problems and genuine strides from all these centers. Teachers definitely have something to cry about. Their salaries are not probably commensurate with the work that they do. Same with the doctors. Same with almost all the employees. The police, the soldiers, you name it. There is a problem. But this is our thing. This is our country. This is our new government that just came in. Let us not squeeze it. Let us not kill it. Let us grow it together. Let's understand while we're at it. Let's cut some of these things. Government also being sincere about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma.
And we move on.
I'm sorry, time is out, Mr. Chuma, but thank you so much. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma, as an OPF member, Mr. Obed Masara Wura, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, and Chief Chirandu, a former Army captain in the Zimbabwe National Army. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Let's meet again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Have a good night. Until we meet next time.